Now, 6 o'clock, we'll be opening the work session for the Blue Valley County Planning Commission for November the 12th. At first, item of business is a pledge of allegiance followed by a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is the planning director comments.
Chairman Bibb, I don't have any in the work session.
Okay, thanks. Next item will be our public comment section for our work session tonight. Anyone wishing to come forward, speak anything about the county, please come forward, state your name and address. You'll be limited to 3 minutes. Seeing no one coming forward, we'll end the public comment section at this time. We'll go right into our work session, ranking of capital improvements plan for 2021 through 2025.
Good evening, Chairman Bibb, members of the Planning Commission, and the public. This is our memo to you all relative to what occurred on your last work session, last meeting, relative to the rankings. The ranking categories are shown here, 1 through 3. High being projects that are important for continuing operations of the county, or high importance to the department office or agency that's requesting it. Medium ranking county operations can continue, but some adverse impacts could occur if not funded. Also that it adds value to the department office or agency that services again who's requesting. And ranking number 3 is project is not imminently necessary, but could become a higher priority in the future in the CIP process. And then a longer range objective, but not immediately necessary for the county. Again, as a reminder to you all in the public, projects listed in the maintenance, repair, and renovation MMR plan do not need to be ranked by the Planning Commission tonight or in this process. And at this point, a public hearing is tentatively planned for December's meeting, and then all would have the opportunity to send a recommendation on to the board supervisors for your CIP categories and plan.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. And you all have, you should have your color spreadsheet in front of you tonight that's been updated since your last meeting. So.
Anybody from any department want to give us any updates on anything before we go into the rankings and so forth like that? Okay. So we'll just go right through the list and start right down from the first item is playground expansion that could come out of the fund balance at $90,000. It's ranked 1 by the Parks and Recreation Department. So does anybody have any comment of where we should rank this?
Mr. Chairman, on this past week, I did a tour with the departments because I thought it was important that before making decisions to see what the different departments were in need of. And from that perspective, that's the perspective I'm going to come from tonight as a citizen wholeheartedly. And in speaking with those division leaders and what they thought was most important. With that being said, and using the playground myself, I think it's important that our individuals who have disadvantages from a physical perspective have access to the parks and recreation. And if we look at line number 11, that is what would address being able to give them some accessibility.
That's where we are.
So I'm supporting number 11.
Okay, how do you want to rank? Do you want to rank a 1, a 2, or a 3?
A number 1.
Okay, Mr. Lagostino?
1.
Mr. Johnson?
I think the lot, as she spoke, I think when they were talking about it, it was a lot of this was to do with expanding it to make it more available for handicapped people. So
I will go along with the ranking of 1 also. And the next item is a spray ground park, something we talked about last year and so forth, like. And we talked about it this year. There is outdoor pool and so forth like that as something that's been on the list for about 10 years now. And this is something that they possibly they could do to give some type of water park type stuff in the county without the expense of the pool and so forth like that. So.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, if I may add, Mr. Spitzer, he couldn't be here tonight. He had something that he just couldn't be here. But so I can try and answer some questions on his behalf. For the spray ground park, he certainly feels that's the number one from his standpoint. It provides, you know, provides the water feature at the park and the amenity that he feels is one. It's fiscally responsible in that it's not, you know, it's not $1 million pool. It can be done in a phased in approach. And if you go to a lot of little parks here and there, you see those types of features. They're more popular than getting into a pool and things like that. So it's I know he...
There's a lot of activity, the ones that I have visited. So.
I think that's an excellent idea. I have a hard time supporting a pool, but I think it's a good idea for the kids. Do you have one now?
No.
Don't have any?
The county has no spray ground park.
I think we definitely should have rented a 1.
I was going to ask him a question. If we do this, do we have it in the plans that if we ever had a pool or something of that nature, that this would be put in the area?
So
that if, say, for instance, you had this and then later on we put in the pool and somebody had small kids that they wanted in the spray ground and bigger kids they want in a pool, that they would be in the same area.
So there is a Parks and Grove master plan, and it kind of lays out.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but
it lays out a lot of the amenities of where everything is.
Yes, and I could remember the spray ground being in that at that time, but
I don't have it in front of me.
That's okay.
But I know if I remember correctly, it is right in the vicinity.
I don't think we'd really need that.
But it is in the vicinity. You know, the one thing that Parks and Rec is going to be doing, you know, the master plan that they had done, it's probably, I don't know, probably like a good 10 years old now at this point. So, you know, things change a little bit in time. You know, we had the Farm Heritage Museum, which was not on the master plan at the time. And I don't even think Pleasant Grove House was on that master plan either. The master plan kind of dealt more with athletic type of amenities, more so than like some of the
used
farmers.
To have the plan up on the wall here one time.
But it is in general vicinity, yes. The spray ground park would be close to if in the future a pool were to be built.
I rank it as a one. I was in favor of it last year because I thought that it would be a very good benefit. How about you, Mr. Lacasino?
I think the main factor to me is that your Parks and Rec is ranking as a one. It's in the next fiscal year budget. It should be one.
Okay. You, Ms. Q?
So I rank it as a one.
So, and I do also, so we rank that as a one. We'll be moving on to the historic courthouse exterior renovation. This is for $250,000. Last year they gave $55,000. It is ranked a two by the department. This is something that looks like that they're planning on. This is the final phase of.
So there was money put. There was money appropriated for this project. I don't want to say in two little portions. I think there was an original like $50,000.
I think, and then we added to that.
Yeah, I think about another $150,000, $200,000, something along those lines, but. After the public works director got on board, and he's familiar, his background is historic renovations of property, so he's familiar with the cost of doing those types of projects. So from his standpoint, he realizes it's going to take a little bit more money to completely do the renovation of the historic courthouse appropriated. So, you know, at the same time, he didn't rank it as high as some of the other things because there's other things that he realizes that are, you know, a little more critical from, you know, being able to do your daily work, you know, when you're talking about major equipment, you know, whether it's a backhoes or skid steers or things like that. They have, you know, they're expensive to repair and they've been having to put expenses into them. So from that standpoint, those are the types of things that they need to do their job on a daily basis, whereas the historic courthouse is obviously important to do, but if we don't do it right at this moment, it's not going to hold up county operations from taking place. Obviously, the longer we hold it off, it's going to cost more, and it's going to, you know, once deferred maintenance doesn't go away, so...
Anybody have any suggestions? My suggestion is we should go along with them, rank it a two, possibly even a three, because I see a lot of other things that are probably needed more, but I could go along with a two.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with you with even ranking it as a three, just because of the great things that you just said. I feel exactly the same.
If, say for instance, it was moved off to another year, what is the deterioration like on this building? That is that something, if it was put off for a year or two, would the deterioration increase, or is it more renovating it to try to get it back to what it was?
I can't speak 100% on that, and I wish the public works director was here to answer that question more, but, you know, obviously, if you go see it, I mean, the columns are just completely peeling, the paint's peeling on them, so if you have peeling columns, obviously, there's less protection to the material below the paint. You know, would another year, you know, harm the project? I can't 100% answer that, but... I would imagine probably not, if I had to guess.
I would say leave it at two and it can go either way.
Yeah, because the Board of Supervisors is going to have to adjust this according to what funds they have.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of adjustments occurring once it gets to the board as far as what is the available funding for the CIPM budget.
I understand a lot of funds were taken recently out of the fund balance. So.
There was some funding that occurred recently at a board meeting that amounted to about $700,000.
Yeah, we're actually down to like 1.7 now.
Okay.
We just took out 610 and 83,000.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was about 700,000 that the board just had to approve. That was kind of unexpected. We had our SCBA firefighter protection equipment that was at end of life, and we applied for 2 years for grants to get a grant. We had put in $100,000 for 2 fiscal years, applied twice for the grant with the Assistant Firefighters grant, and both times we were denied. So we have no choice but to come up with $600,000 to purchase all the equipment with the $200,000 we already had outstanding. So that was something that was, it's required, it's needed, it's protection for the firefighters, and we have no choice but to fund that and get those going. So
I think that we should go with the recommendation of the maintenance people there, and I think we should go with it too.
Thanks. And also, if you look out, if there's an opportunity to get that sooner than later, fiscal year 22 has a higher price tag for CIP projects, and we're probably not going to appropriate $11 million next year. There's a potential with that project. I'd go with the 2.
I think it's short $15 million for 2022. Okay, the next item is equipment purchase and replacement plan. I think this is probably the skid steer and that type of stuff that we need replacing and so forth
We have some pretty aged equipment that I know there's an old skid steer that is put how much, like $7,000 to
between that and the backhoe, about 14.
Yeah, they put about $14,000 into 2 different pieces of equipment. Then you're going to have repairs on equipment from time to time, but these items that they had, they're older. I think the backhoe was from like 1980.
It's very old.
It's very old.
I looked at those things, and I mean, other than for not having grass growing up underneath it, you'd be surprised at. So I don't think it's unreasonable that what they're asking.
Well, I would rank it as a 1 because equipment needed to be replaced, and I was looking at some of the stuff in the package and so forth like that. And, some of the stuff we've got has got some age on it. So.
What's the projected life cycle on that stuff?
I would imagine probably for something like that, it would probably be 15 to 20 years, but I think we've exceeded that.
I think if you go to that one, I can't see where Douglas is at, but if you go to that one, it might give you the more information on it.
Go to page 2, Douglas, of that.
Yeah.
The other thing is with some of
on the outside.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't say what year or what age are.
It's at least 20 years old.
Yeah. I want to say it was even older.
I think it's older than that. I want to say closer to 30.
Yeah.
Is there a plan going forward to start looking at life cycle and planning for that?
Yeah, there isn't. Honestly, this is the first year that I remember that, or maybe it started last year, but it wasn't funded. So this is the first year that this CIP is actually, he's trying to push forward because he realizes the importance of replacing of those items.
He has a 5-year plan, and as you can see, it goes down each year, so he's getting it caught up, basically, then to start his plan is the 3.
Actually, it goes up 1 year, and then it goes down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I myself, I can see the necessity, especially some of the stuff we've got 30 years old, we spend more time trying to get it going and so forth like that than we do. So, we're wasting time, and we're wasting salaries and other stuff to do it. So I think that should be ranked a 1. Yeah. Anybody else?
Yeah,
okay. All right, we're going down to the paving of the administration public safety parking lots. That's, of course, the 2 lots out here front, right?
Over the sheriff's office. And out here. And unfortunately, a lot of the paving, it was, you know, it was paved, but unfortunately, there hasn't been a lot of maintenance done, hasn't been a lot of sealing on the paving over the years, so it's just.
Is that something we have talked about going forward?
Yes.
Doing maintenance, like sealing and so forth like that, because.
It'll lengthen,
the life.
We had also talked about potentially going in with the schools too on paving projects at one point to see if we could get a better price and.
We might be able to get some combined, purchasing power if we've got, you know, three, four, five different parking lots to do. So that's something that we want to look at just to.
Absolutely.
Maximize what we're trying to do and trying to, you know, kind of do more of a collaborative effort on our projects.
Well, we haven't gotten to it yet, but when we even talk about paving and resurfacing for the schools, there's some areas that's used by more than just the schools, that's going to require paving. So, you know, in terms of combining those efforts, that to me would be the goal to do it, because if we look at it, all belongs to the county. And we're doing a lot of heavy traffic there. And the public, from a public perspective, public cars are getting tore up as well as, citizens' cars are getting torn up as well as public vehicles. We don't take care of it.
All right, on this item that we're talking about now, the pavement administration and public safety parking lot, which is the sheriff's department area, they have it ranked as a 3. If you look at these parking lots out here, I can see that probably one of the reasons it's ranked as 3, there's no real major problems in this.
No, like out here, you don't have giant potholes and ruts and stuff, but it's wearing, it's you know, you've got cracks and it's aged, but it's not.
It hasn't started spalling yet.
Then. No.
Okay, well then.
So they've got it ranked as a 3, and I think there was pretty good judgment in that by looking at that, the way that they look and so forth like that. Does anybody think it should be ranked higher, ranked lower?
Well, I'd say if they looked at it and they see it day to day, if they rank it as a 3, then obviously they feel that we've got a little time left before we have to start to seal it.
I think a lot of this stuff is being looked at in a more thorough manner right now than it has been done in the past.
I guess unless we know whether or not we can combine the schools and what you all are doing, I would have to reserve knowing what my ranking would be, because my ranking would be based on putting that together.
Yeah,
by itself, it would, for me, it would stay as a 3. If we're talking about some other areas, I think my number would change.
Yeah, like for instance, the schools rank theirs as a 2,
yeah.
So that's, I think that's what you're alluding to. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically have to make a decision on tonight, because we're going to be at a public hearing next month, and then we're going to make the recommendations to the Board of Supervisors if they can come up with some other idea between the time it comes to us, because it's usually several months before it goes to the Board of Supervisors. After we do it, maybe administration and these other departments can come up with something that may change something then, but as far as I'm concerned, we should rank it a 3 as what they've done at this time.
10-4.
Okay. The next item is the heating and air conditioning upgrade at the social services building.
So the one thing I'll say on that, so the county actually just hired an HVAC specialist. So we've been doing on a contract basis for years now. We've been paying a lot of money. Instead of paying a contract, the Board of Supervisors approved a position for an HVAC specialist for the county. So we've got someone on board that's very experienced in that position. So he's going to get into all of our, you know, county systems, and then kind of get a better idea as, you know, kind of where we are. So it's something that's not pressing right at this moment,
And who knows, once he gets in, once he evaluates all of our systems, he might be able to get a better idea of, is it even required this year? So that, I think that's kind of why Calvin put that as a three.
With having somebody like that, the maintenance will probably end up being better as time goes on. Well, I'll go along with what the Calvin has said about this, and we'll rank it as a three. And we might find later on more about it as this heating and air conditioning person really gets online and gets involved in this. Anybody else have any comments or changes? So we roll along just about ranking everything just like everybody else did. Maybe they did better this year. Okay, next item is the Carisbrook Equipment Storage Shed, which is ranked as a one. And it's, if I'm not mistaken, they were talking about this is where some of this equipment that we're talking about replacing and stuff was stored, and we need extra storage space so that there's not sitting out in the elements.
All of our equipment that's not being covered, it's not stored in any type of, you know, roof facility. So, you know, you have equipment sitting out in the elements for years and years and years, they're gonna deteriorate faster. So this is kind of to get one kind of consolidated location and all the equipment that'll kind of be the hub to store a lot of our equipment like that, like backhoes and skid steers and, you know, lawnmowers and all sorts of other items.
Even if we requested them to put it inside right now, it couldn't fit.
I know where to put it.
You know, if I could, I'd almost rate that as a one plus, because like the thing, you know, here we are going to have to buy equipment that could possibly be better shape didn't have to sit outside. So my estimation, it should stay at a one. Anybody else? Okay, restroom upgrade of the dog park. Now, I see this ranked as a two. How much, how much traffic and how much use do we have at the dog park? Is it the restrooms that are there, they need upgrades because of handicap, or what reason?
No, so this is to go to a more plumbed system, whereas the facility that they have right now is basically
an outhouse.
It's basically a drain.
Basically like a giant septic tank with a restroom on top of it, basically, is what it is. It's a built-in system. It's not the greatest system inside, in the greatest shape. I can tell you that on the weekends, and even during the week, the dog park and that entrance on the park gets lots of traffic. You know, during the summer, you get lots of people that, you know, that's kind of one of the trailheads. They go down to Sandy Beach. You get a lot of people going to Sandy Beach. You get a lot of people going to the dog park. So it gets use.
So it sounds to me it should be at least a two. So from your description of and of course, there's other items that are probably more pressing. So I think that's probably one of the reasons we have it at a two.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Calvin and Aaron Spitzer could probably speak a little better to it too. If it didn't happen this year, I think from their standpoints, there are items that are of a higher value to them for both Public Works and from a Parks and Rec standpoint. But it's something that's going to need to be done at some point.
So does everyone think that it should stay at a two?
I would say so.
Let's keep.
If we have any extra money, it might be good for our image to upgrade.
So we're going to rank it as a two. The next item is county vehicles. that's ranked as a one, and we've got a higher figure this year than we have going downhill and so forth like that. Is this administration vehicles or like vehicles for maintenance and stuff like that?
It's mostly maintenance, but Douglas, can you pull up the request for the county vehicles, please?
Last year there was 85,000, and this is a big jump. So,
yeah, I mean, again, you know, we have lots of vehicles out there that are old, and you know, previous director Wayne Stevens, he tried to get a good catch up on it, but we still have a lot of just old trucks out there that have
I know some vehicles y'all have got
from. You know, I got their money's worth out of those vehicles, so.
Let's have an exchange.
Yeah.
Go down?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is for purchasing four-wheel drive. Oh, hold on. Go back. Yep, four pickup trucks, one dump truck, and when we say a dump truck, not necessarily like a giant, you know, a dump truck for like excavation, but usually they'll get like it's like a, you know, more heavy duty pickup with a dump bed on it or something like that. And then there's a 3/4 ton pickup truck.
And that dump truck will probably also be used in conjunction with that other equipment we talked about earlier. So, and I agree that, I mean, there's equipment and a lot of the stuff that we've had for, if we look at some of the trucks around, they've got some age on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would rank it as a one.
Also, you know, if it comes to a point when you have to provide staff with equipment to make them produce what you're looking for, I mean, the weather's about to get bad, right? And we need to make sure that this equipment can handle the expectations of what we're looking at. We have the other stuff on standby, and I presume we would be phasing it all in. But to just, I think sometimes that's the booster staff needs to hold on when we hear.
Well, I think in all of this, we need to come up with a plan, a replacement plan, and all of these type of vehicles, an actual plan. Sometimes it's like I've said before, it's called a capital improvements plan, but it's actually for us a suggestion for the capital budget for the following year.
Yeah, well,
and we don't really have a plan.
If you don't stick to the plan, then the plan is useless, and then you're playing catch up. So we're playing catch up right now.
Okay, the next item is sheriff's vehicles. I know that they need replacing, some of them need replacing more often than others and so forth like that. Pretty consistent all the way across. They're trying to keep their vehicles in good shape and so forth like that. It's not only buying the vehicles, it's also part of the equipment that they have to buy too. So, and I understand that we need safety type vehicles regardless. And the sheriff department is a very important part of our county. So, and Eric has come and explained a lot of this to us in the past. And I kind of agree with what he's told us in the past, and I would rank that one.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else have a comment?
And I'm sure Captain Wells would love to elaborate on their vehicles too.
If you've got any questions, it's pretty much the standard. We have a set amount for every year. We try to purchase five every year and cycle them through. It's five at a time. We'll have to adjust those numbers up in the future just because the vehicle costs are going up. And Ford decided they would stop making police cars, so now Dodge is the only game left. We have to spend another $8,000 to buy an SUV. But it's quite behind because Dodge is telling us now if we don't have the order in by November of this year, they won't be available in 2021. Which, of course, the budget will be approved by then, so we're going to do a little creative vehicle locating in the next year because Dodge is only giving counties one of the cars now.
That changes with vehicles all the time with the manufacturers.
It really does, and it's really, got us this time, but we'll adapt and overcome and do what we need to do to make everything work.
Okay, the next items that we're going to is involving the fire and rescue.
You skipped the Sallyport.
Oh, man, I did.
Skip my Sallyport.
Okay. We talked about that in the last, about securing the Sallyport. A lot of times it's one officer coming into this area, and the security is not very well and so forth like that. They have it ranked as a 2. And I'm not sure that it shouldn't be ranked a 1 from some of the I hear from some of the officers and so forth like that.
So. Yeah, the reason we put it at 2 is just our vehicles, obviously, to us. And most like my division, control division, we have to have vehicles to patrol. So that was a higher ranking. But certainly the security of that area, we've never had one there. And by grace of God, we haven't had a problem thus far. Because I showed one of the board members here to get out the back door. You just have to walk, basically. And it's not secure. There's no fencing. And it starts early now. The lighting is very poor. The cameras don't cover it. That also covers some awnings to help cover some, keeps some areas drier and some fencing to secure it. And another extra camera, better lighting, and an extra security lock, as well as automatic gate.
Well, reading the newspaper, some of the people we're dealing with now can't be too careful.
Yeah, they tend to get a little more hostile. Here lately, I think with the advent of some drugs and just general views against government in general.
We have talked about this in the past, some and so forth like that. Although not us, but the board of supervisors and so forth will have to worry about the money part. But in my estimation, for the safety of our officers in the county, because like I said, it's a lot of times only one person coming into this area because we don't have so many officers in the county. I think it should be ranked to 1. But
I agree. And Mr. Chairman, the other thing that I think is important here is that from a law enforcement perspective, I mean, everybody probably knows what my experience is, but the officer is trained to handle the individuals that they are escorting. But this is more from a perspective of people showing up in an area that is unauthorized, of gaining access to an area that will impact both the magistrate, the safety of the inmate. We're not just talking about, in essence, an officer being under attack, but maybe somebody's upset with the person they've arrested. And you know, we would expect that we are providing for that. I agree with you. I would rank it at 1. They have to be protected, trying to protect this community. They have no protection out there.
I think it should be a 1. Mr. Key thinks it should be a 1. Mr. Johnson?
Yep, definitely a 1.
Yeah, I think it's a 1. When you look at the cost compared to a $5 million price tag for the whole shebang of a year, $75,000 is for the cost benefit.
Well, it might be when you consider $75,000, it would be about $1 million, but that may be the breaking point also. So you've got to think about that as well. But I think it should be a 1. And Mr. Zimmer shook his head yes, so we're going to change that to a 1.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item, if I didn't miss anything else, is vehicle apparatus replacement for the fire and rescue. And I can't remember what this vehicle was.
Let's go to page 2, Douglas. Let's go to page 2.
Okay. Half of what was last year.
Yeah, because we moved some things around because of the way it was going to be funded.
You might want to blow that up a little bit.
So this is kind of so there's actually 4 vehicles in there, 1 ambulance, the ALS response car, the chief wind car, and the back 2014. So it's 4 different vehicles. And as we've discussed earlier, we do have a 20-year plan for vehicle apparatus replacement. So we know what vehicle is going to come up which year for the next 20 years.
I noticed when you got further out in the fifth year,
That's because it's the power runner. Yeah, that's going to be very expensive. So we wanted you to be aware that it's coming in. Those are running about $1 million to $1.5 million. So it's going to be an expensive thing.
Well, I think it should be ranked to one because we, you know, our fellow citizens, the safety and the go out and rescue people and take people to a hospital or save them from injury or other things is very important. And so I think it should still be a one.
Yes.
Okay. The next item is park monitor replacement. Last year they gave them $100,000, and now we were talking about $200,000 a year, and then the following year $100,000. You have it ranked at one.
Yeah, the current monitors are end of life, and by 2022, they will not be serviced or be able to get parts for it. So we're gonna have to replace them to continue to do what we do. So we've been planning for that over the last couple of years, and that's why we're asking for installments. I will say that as we get closer, we will be submitting an RSAF grant to try and supplement or try to take over some of the cost of these, but there's no guarantee that we'll get those, of course. But we will be trying to look for alternative funding at the same time.
I expect y'all get more hard calls probably than anything else, don't you?
No, we get more nosebleeds and stuff. Oh.
I mean, seriously.
But the real serious ones, typically it's either heart or stroke.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So what's in the big spreadsheet here doesn't match the narrative here. So I'm trying to figure out. This shows, I guess, $276,000 and $119,000.
Those were estimates because, as
so
I said,
is this what you want? That's in the spreadsheet, which says $200,000 total.
So no, it's actually 100 plus 200 plus 100. So it's actually spread over 3 years. So we've gotten $100,000 in FY20. We're asking for another 200 to be applied towards it in FY21. And then 100 for 22.
You want to? That's still not. That's still not what the narrative says. The narrative says for, I guess, back then.
And those.
That's
those
what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, those prices.
One of those 219, 119, and.
But that's
that
for
was.
This year. That's,
no, that's
for
total.
Next year. Okay, that's.
That's the total price.
And then what about here? So this is the same thing.
Yes.
Repeated again in 2022, but you. Right. Just need the total money, okay.
Right. Yes, sir. It's a little confusing the way it's out there, but
yeah, the way it's presented there, but I get it from here. This is what's right.
Okay. Right. So we're asking for 200 this year. The total price will be approaching 400. But this year we're only asking for 200 to be applied.
And you already got 100,000, so you'll have $300,000 to start with.
Right.
And then you have 100,000 in a later time.
In a later time point. And we are hoping that we may get some alternative funding for that and not need. Well, we can't guarantee that.
If you do get the alternative funding and not need it, what would happen?
We would take that off the CIP request.
Okay. And then as far as having an answer and getting this fund, you were saying end of life at 2022. So how long does it take to replace everything?
So we'll have to make a decision. There are several vendors out there. It'll be 3 to 4 months once we place the order.
But they're for replacing the ones that are expiring on 12/31 of 2022, so they won't be doing anything. So.
Right, exactly. Well, so we're planning ahead so that it's not such a big hit in 1 year.
None of us know when we might have part problems, and these might think hot monitors might be a thing that might save one of us. So, I agree with them, especially with them going out of warranty or being serviced in 2022, I mean, now's the time to start replacing them. So I agree that it should be a one. Everybody agree?
Yep.
Thank you. The next item is CPR assist devices. Was this something, this was something new that kind of went into effect last year or?
Right, so the previous county administrator actually took it out of the CIP and actually purchased one for some of his funds as a pilot project. And we've been carrying it on our first new ambulance. And I will, from personal experience, I can tell you it is a fantastic tool, especially when you have a rescue crew that's limited in manpower. Because CPR is extremely tiring. And the machine doesn't get tired. So it keeps on.
And you think it saved lives already?
I am convinced it has, yes, sir.
It goes hand in hand with the previous heart device, then?
Yes, sir. Yes, it does. And I would like to add that we actually have submitted a grant, a 50-50 grant for this. It has been approved at the local level, and it's at the state level for funding at this point. We won't know until January if we've gotten it, but I can tell you that before the budget is finalized in April, we will know whether or not we've gotten that grant. We've got it in here at the full price because we have no guarantees we'll get it, but by April we'll know for sure.
Okay, so what is our thoughts on that?
Definitely a one.
One.
And I agree, one. Okay, we're going to move on down to school.
We're going down the road, right?
Okay, computer infrastructure replacement. I think there was a little explanation sent out this past week or so.
Yes, sir.
About this. It's actually not structural, but basically equipment.
This would be infrastructure to make everything work and not necessarily what folks would be considered laptops or Chromebooks or anything. This is the inner workings, and it's a wedge. So we don't have anything this year. But I can realistically, something's going to happen in the years to come. So hopefully put a wedge in. My hope is that we get 10 years and we have $750,000 and the county says, hey, can we borrow some of that? I don't think that's going to be what happens. I'm just hoping that maybe we can put some together instead of doing a lump sum one day. And I don't know when that'll happen.
And I read your explanation about the Chromebooks,
yes,
and so forth that you actually set out and so forth like that.
Yes, sir.
And the different grade levels and so forth like that. So I don't have any problems with this at all.
Y'all all heard me. I said, what?
Well, he's explained it better, and a lot of what they had done before is actually, I thought, was actually instructional, basically, and what they were asking for, and I still have a problem for asking for the exact same amount year after year, because that sort of violates the comprehensive plan as far as the CIP goes. But anyway, that's another matter, but I will rank it at one. And does anybody else agree, disagree, or? And I won't make any comment to add on to it.
Make sure that makes the minutes.
Well, I think you had to, not only me discuss it, but I think you had some discussion with the Board of Supervisors last year about this very same thing also.
Yes, sir.
So the next item is Carysbrook Elementary Heating and Air Conditioning Upgrade. And they've got it ranked at a one. And, how old is the system?
How old's the system?
As old as the school.
91. Now, there have been periodic upgrades. Well, I wouldn't even say upgrades. I'd say
maintenance.
Repairs and maintenance, yes, sir. Throughout the years where we've had to replace this particular piece versus this piece.
we're piecing it together. I know this is the big ticket item, I understand that.
With this upgrade, it probably could save it in the long run.
That is our hope. I don't have any estimates on what that break-even point would be at 1.5. I don't even want to dare throw out a number because I don't have any data to back that up. But it will save money in the long run.
You're upgrading. Well, it works good in the morning.
I mean, if you're upgrading from 1991 technology, it has to save some money.
Yes, sir. It's just hard to put a figure on that.
Right, no, I understand that. But it has
It'll be 30 years old in another year, 2 years.
Right.
So, you know, the actual electricity it used.
It's got to be much better technology.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And honestly, from the county standpoint, something of that dollar value, that's not necessarily something that I don't see the county funding. I would see the county asking to go to debt or something like that to do a project like that. Okay. Unless we're just completely flush with cash, which we're not. So.
I think that we should rank it a one. Anybody have any objections? Think it should be lower or higher? I don't think we can go higher. Does everybody agree? I'm going to start her in a little bit longer because we've only got about 8 minutes left in this meeting. And we can, if we have to, and these people will have to wait some of them will have to wait some time. But the next item is the school safety vestibules. And that was to make the safer for the instances, for the safety of the students with some of the things that have happened in society recently.
Yes, sir.
I think it absolutely will work.
I agree. Okay. We ranked it a one. Okay. Paving and surfacing, resurfacing. Okay. They have it ranked as a two. Part of this was where, if I'm remembering correctly, I read so much of this stuff, where some of the school buses park and so forth like that.
Yes, sir.
That is.
Yeah, Carey's Brook and the bus garage and maintenance shop. That would be part of phase one.
They have it ranked at a two. Does anybody else have any ideas that it should be ranked higher or lower?
My honest opinion is that the usage of it, because I don't think that the photos show all the way back to the gas pumps and all of that that's impacted that. And again, as a citizen who uses the building, you know, you got to try to avoid these potholes and not have car accidents. Like, it is heavily used by different areas of the county. I would make that.
Have they had any damages or wrecks in the parking lot because of the pavement?
Not the pavement per se. Okay. Light poles, yes. Pavement, no.
So, Ms. Key, you were starting to say something.
I was just saying that, I mean, the gas pumps that the county uses are there, and it's heavily trafficked. And so we're only seeing a portion of these photos that don't go all the way back up past this picture on the bottom to the left. I can understand probably why I think the schools put it as a two, but I mean.
Well, I would ask why y'all put it as a two. I mean, I don't have a whole lot to counter your assessment that it's a lower priority.
Because realistically, you know, knowing what the funds that we have, you know, we wanted to see the ones that we have ranked as a one. All of them are ones, okay? But then when you have to reorganize and restructure and reprioritize, we chose and the team chose the ones that we thought, can we get by without repaving it? Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. But it's the same story in each department. Every year we go past, but we have to be realistic about what the county, what we can do as a county. So that's why we prioritize the ones that we do have a one beside.
And I hope as we go forward and we get some of these places to the surface that we start maintaining, and as we talked about earlier, so forth so that they will last longer.
This is for Mr. Dahl. What's the realistic number that is likely to make it into the budget for next year for capital funding?
Don't joke.
Honestly, if we have after you finish the audit,
yeah.
After the audit's all said and done, and we've got money set aside for Zion's Crossroads that's earmarked, if there is $1 million to $1.5 million to do cash fund CIP projects, that's what I would expect. Which isn't
so this $5 million.
There's no way
that would be. $1.5 million.
Yes.
$2 million if things were super. You won't even say.
I don't even know if I would go that far now.
I mean, I would say, much as I agree that pavement is very important, if the school was willing to put it as a two, we've got to give some guidance to the Board of Supervisors. I would recommend leaving it as a two for that reason. Because we're already way beyond $1.5 million. One project is $1.5 million, ranked number one.
Well, and again, that one project, if the board
understood,
the board says we want to do that, you know, that's our
United. And if we get out here to the school buses, you start thinking about that one number is $600,000. So,
yes, sir.
So, next item is generators. They've got it in different phases, $75, and then it goes to $225, and I couldn't really figure out the reason for that is. But since they've ranked it as a two, I would suggest that we leave it at a two, although I think generators probably are important, and I don't know exactly the way that they work in these particular situations with backup generators in the school system and stuff like that is very important.
75 would be for the school board office, and then the 225 jump would be Fluvanna Middle School, which is just much more square footage and many more phases.
Okay, do y'all agree to two? Okay. All right. Next item is the middle school annex floor and bleachers. They have that also ranked at a two. Does anybody have any comments, or do you think we should keep it at a two? I do. Abrams Academy abatement and remodel. They've got it ranked at a two. We've listened to a lot of stuff tonight about funds that are going to be available. It's not going to probably get done this coming year, so I think we should leave it at a two.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I would say about the Abrams building is it needs, we were talking about the Abrams, right?
Yes.
It needs to be done. It's in bad shape. The only thing I would do differently, that's just my point, is we've got like all this money like plopping out a little bit this year, a little bit that year, like do the whole thing and be done with it.
Yeah.
And if that's what the board wants to do, if the board says this is a building that we want to renovate, we need to get up to date, like why do a little bit here and there? Like we could use that little bit here and there money for other things.
That would be a debt service situation because $1.5 million.
Okay, got two more items on here. We've got about two more minutes left. School buses are they're at $600,000, but we have to transport the kids to school, and we are in a process of replacing older vehicles. I know that the state changed the life expectancy of the vehicles, and that mainly was because of the financial crisis we were in. They've changed it from 12 to 15 years as well, as I remember back then. school buses, and but you know, we're trying to get them up to date. We've had some older buses that they've been working on this for several years to get it, so I think it should stay at a one.
Yes.
And the student transport facilities vehicles, and this is to transport special needs students and things like that to other places, and this is something that's necessary, and I think that we should rank that as a one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody agree?
Yes.
Okay, that was the last item on the thing. It is 7 o'clock now, so the end of the work session is right now. So,
thank you all very much.
So, we're going to have to go straight ahead and open our regular meeting. This is the opening of the regular meeting for the Fluvanna County Planning Commission for November the 12th, 2019. First item of business is Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The next item is the director's report.
Yes, good evening, Chairman Viv, members of the commission. The report is for you tonight. In your packet or on the screen, you'll see the Board of Supervisors actions on October 16th. Canine life facilities is located on Route 15 near 250. That case was recommended, assuming it was approved by the Board of Supervisors 5-0, with the recommended conditions from staff. The second public hearing item was Sycamore Square, lot 14 vacation. That was deferred by the Board of Supervisors for a year. There were interested citizens and community leaders that were interested in using that property. So we are working with them going into the winter and next spring for their opportunities and what they were looking at, farmers market, other type of artisan trail things. So that's something that's going on right now. The Sycamore Square subdivision plat is currently not been vacated and has been deferred for a year. There were not any cases last Wednesday at the Board of Supervisors. There were no cases in October. The Board of Zoning Appeals. And the technical review TRC meeting on October 10th. County waste site plan that you're going to hear from Mr. Robinson tonight about, that was reviewed with Towns Engineering at Midlothian. They're working on that facility that's up at Zion Crossroads to basically better design and modernize the on-site circulation for their vehicles and other vehicles that do the recycling and collections. Again, Mr. Robinson will go over that with you all in more detail. As of today, our new planner and GIS technician started, Jason Overstreet. He has 17 years experience in planning and GIS, and he previously was at Powhatan County Community Development and Planning for 10 years, and prior to that, he was at the Thomas Jefferson PDC office, and he did a lot of the mapping that's in our current comprehensive plan when he was at the PDC, and other maps that that we have in the planning department. So he already was working with some of our IT folks this morning and today, getting all his equipment ready, and he's searched through a lot of our GIS files and feels very comfortable with some of the tools that are available for him to start working on over the holidays and into the winter, some of our projects that we've talked to commission and board about for. These are all of our boundary disputes and just, you know, issues that we've had with surrounding counties, the 2020 census projects coming up, and or is going on now, but the results that we get, he'll be able to do a lot of the demographic data mapping, all of our parcel layer changes, zoning changes when you all and the board approve a zoning case, so everything down from that level. So that he is, that's basically our main update as far as staffing. So that you all had interest in when we were going to replace the individuals. And that's all I have for you, Chairman Bibb, unless you all have any questions.
Will they be coming to one of these so we can meet them?
Yes, he actually is going to come to one in December.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, he will be attending that session and be able to meet you all.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the next item is a first of two public comment sections. Anyone wishing to come speak anything about the county, especially to do with planning, please come forward and state your name and address, and you will be allowed 3 minutes. Seeing no one coming forward, we will end the first public comment section. And next item is the minutes of the October 8th, 2019 meeting. Does anybody have any changes or see any mistakes or have a motion about the minutes or?
I make a motion that we accept the minutes.
Okay. So we have a motion from Ms. Mary Key to accept the motions. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second from Mr. Johnson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. And Mr. Lagosino abstains since he was not here for the meeting. Thank you. I'm going to sign it right now so I won't forget. There are no public hearing, no presentations. The next item is a site development plan. SDP 1916, County Waste, LLC. Mr. Robson will be presenting that.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. This is Site Development Plan SDP 1916, which has been submitted for County Waste, LLC. This is a request for sketch plan approval to expand the existing parking area on the property for vehicles and container storage. The property is identified as tax map 579A. It is 5.469 acres in zone I-1. And as you'll see in the map, it is within the Zion Crossroads Community Planning Area. This is the location of the parcel in the county. It's basically up north end at Zion's Crossroads. And then this is an aerial imagery of the property showing what's currently existing. You can see the parcel is not fully developed. Has an existing building and parking area. The existing building has been on the property since 1980, according to county tax information. And then you can see in the aerial some of the surrounding development, which is either business or industrially zoned. And this is the zoning map. So the subject parcel, as well as property to the west, is zoned I-1, to the east zone I-1. And this is the applicant's sketch plan. So basically, they propose to take that parking area you see in the, that you saw in the aerial. That parking area is currently unpaved. They're going to expand it. And the result, it'll, most of the parcel will be devoted towards parking area. There will be parking for employees, for the company trucks, and then parking for trailers. And I did place a, just to mention, I did place a hard copy of the sketch plan at your seat. So the property is currently developed with a 40 by 75 building that's 3,000 square feet. So the ordinance requires 21 parking spaces minimum. They are proposing 33 spaces, and to be clear, the parking spaces devoted towards the trucks and the trailers is excluded from that number in accordance with the ordinance. So 33 spaces for employees, 32 spaces for trucks, 7 spaces for trailers. Altogether on the site, there will be 72 spaces, but they're considered to have 33. That 33 is still over 40% that the ordinance allows staff to improve administratively. 30 spaces is what they could get under that 40% allowed administratively. So they have 3 spaces over. So you'll, as you saw in the packet and then you'll see on the slide, we do have a motion for an increase in the parking as well as approval of the sketch plan. So to conclude, this is a sketch plan to expand the parking area. And I will just backtrack and mention that some of you may remember seeing this project previously from another engineering firm back in 2017. That site plan proposed significantly more parking. So this site plan is proposing a little bit less. The project has been adjusted. There's a new engineering firm that's handling the design of that. So this, you have seen this before, but the previous proposal is not moving forward, just to be clear.
That was approved back then, but then it expired.
The site plan was actually approved, so right now it's considered to be still valid.
So would the approval of this make that one not operative? So it could never happen. This would be what could have got it.
Correct. So this... sketch plan is to expand the parking area. It appears to meet our zoning ordinance requirements. And if they receive sketch plan approval, then they'll have to file a final site plan following this step, which would be reviewed by the county planning department and agencies. So staff recommends approval subject to the 3 conditions in the staff report. And on the screen is the 2 motions, one for the approval of the sketch plan and the other for the parking increase. Mr. Jason Wilkins is here from Townsend Engineering if you have additional questions. And I believe we also have a representative from County Waste as well.
Mr. Payne, I just wanted to follow up on the question that was asked. So if this is approved tonight, that means that would they be able to
They'd have to amend this application.
And this reduces the number of parking spots that are currently approved. This
yes.
Would. So the current has additional space. Okay.
The site plan that's currently approved was designed for 56 employees, but from what we understand on the latest information, the business actually only employs 33 employees.
So the entrance is off of 250 right there?
Yes.
So that's the only entrance or exit from the property?
That's correct.
And generally from staff's perspective, it's a better, more modern, well laid out design than the previous one a few years ago. Not that the previous one was flawed, it just has better access to working with the applicant to what their current and future business needs are.
So it looks like that the entrance and exit does not, the parking of any of the vehicles does not block any vision or anything like that. That was one of the reasons I wanted to make sure if there was any other entrances or exits. So. Does anybody have any questions? Does anybody need to ask questions of the applicant? Doesn't seem like we have needing to ask any questions. We'll turn over to discussion of the Planning Commission. out on a site plan. You know I use it mess up.
Just keep you on your toes.
I know. Thank you. I was here when we approved it the last time. It was for more than we're actually approving this time. And after looking at this, I don't see any problems. It looks like a pretty good design. And I like the way that they've got the employee parking, the trailer parking, and the truck parking in separate areas, which it makes it look pretty good to me.
Given that it's a little bit less intensive than what's currently approved, it seems, I mean, I don't know what's to argue about.
Yeah. Like probably you and I were here at least to approve it last time.
2017.
Anybody else got any questions, any comments? Do I have a motion?
I move to approve SDP 1916, a sketch plan request to expand existing parking area for the vehicles and container storage with respect to 5.469 acres of tax map 5, section 7, parcel 9A, subject to the conditions listed in the staff report.
And you got a second section there.
I move to approve an increase above 40% of the number of parking spaces. Am I reading that right? For SDP 1916, a sketch plan to expand an existing parking area for vehicles and container storage with respect to 5.469 acres of tax map 5, section 7, parcel 9A, pursuant to the county code section 22-26-AC.
Okay, I have a motion to approve by Ms. Mary Key. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Mr. Zimmer.
For both.
For both items.
That okay?
All in favor of both motion, say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 5-0 for both items. It is approved. Okay, we don't have any subdivision. We finished discussing the capital improvement plan at the work session, so we didn't have to move over to that. The last item on the agenda is the second of two public comment sections. Anyone wishing to come forward to speak anything about the county, please come forward, state your name and address. You will be limited to 3 minutes.
I've just got one question I want to ask before we adjourn.
Seeing no one come forward, we will end the public comment, second of two public comment sections at this time.
Yeah, I'd like to find out, has the company that we approved, LKQ, are they in operation in the county yet?
No. They're still contemplating what they want to do.
Oh, okay.
They haven't even broken ground yet, have they?
They haven't even purchased the property yet.
Oh, I came down Road 250, you know, about where the place was. I didn't see where there'd been any changes, and I was just curious if they started operating.
Well, Dahl would have the most up-to-date information we have.
They are analyzing a couple locations in the county.
Oh, okay. In the county. Oh, good. Okay. That's all. That's.
Okay, if there's no...
Mr. Jim, I did have something I wanted to ask.
Yes.
So, in going... And maybe because you all been doing this before me, I just think it's a good idea. Mr. Miles and I went and looked at the items we were looking at. I just think that it's important, and without violating anything by all of us just meeting, but for us to put eyes on anything we're trying to approve in terms of the CIP. Because in my mind, I mean, I can see pictures, but going and inspecting these things and talking to staff and seeing what those things look like, it really puts teeth in, as opposed to folks making different presentations and we just guessing. So, you know, however that could be orchestrated to be, I don't know, part of, and I can't speak for any other board, but I just think that by the citizens entrusting us to make decisions about all of our money that we really need to be looking at. And something could have changed from last year. I mean, my involvement with schools is because I had kids in schools, and some of my involvement with other areas, but I just think it's important that, you know, we can try to get out there and see things to be more knowledgeable. So when we were talking about how folks are taking care of the equipment, how folks are taking care of our buildings, just maybe inquiring and asking them questions may cause people to do things a little differently. So we could look at that in the future. And I'm not trying to put a mandate out there. I'm just, you know, I just think that it's important that we see it.
Anybody else have any questions, comments before we adjourn?
I had a question for Mr. Dahl. So last year when we did the ranking, and I'll apologize for not being here on time tonight. I'm sorry I got wrapped up at work. But when we did the ranking, you know, Mr. Nichols came and said, you know, he threw the number $3 million out there as a possibility, which is part of why I asked you that question. And then we worked to sort of prioritize the top $3 million worth of stuff. We didn't really do that this year.
No,
so my question is, which one of those ways is more useful for you, since you're not Mr. Nichols, you're Mr. Dahl?
Well,
you got a different way of doing this.
So the way the Planning Commission should view the projects, they should be viewing the project on their merit. Are they beneficial projects? There's a financial sustainability part in the comp plan and what the commission looks at, but you're generally looking at the projects as how it relates to the comp plan and our, you know, the big broad picture of the CIP. The board's decision, you know, to what they're going to fund, that's I think that falls a little bit more in their lane. So
we shouldn't worry about that so much. We should be looking more at how does this benefit the county, fit in the comp plan,
or
listen to the anybody who speaks on it when we have the public hearing and everything.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously can give your recommendations to the board for what you think should be funded, but at the end of the day, they're going
right.
to ultimately make the final decision, and then they're going to get the same department heads, directors, talking to them about what's important, what's not important throughout the process during budget work sessions. So I think it's good for you all to see what's being requested and how it relates to the comp plan.
Okay.
My question is, do you think as a county that we should really have a actual 5-year plan where maybe planning administration, planning including economic development, board of supervisors and stuff, look at what our future is for these different projects and so forth like that, and actually see what we think we can afford, see what we're willing to finance and so forth like that. For instance, this multi-generational center and this pool have probably been on the project thing for probably 10 years at least. The administration building, that may be more need than these other two items may be considered once. And I understand from talking to you, we're getting ready to do a space assessment.
Space study's been done. We're just trying, we're waiting, well, we've got to review the space study to see what came back. So we've got a good draft, final draft.
I just wish sometimes that we had some idea what we want to accomplish over a 5-year period as far as capital projects go. I know the school buses we need. I know the sheriff's office they need. But there's big items on here that I think that we need to look at as a whole to decide, are we able to accomplish them in 5 years? And have a plan in effect, but that's just my opinion. Okay, any other comments or so forth like that? If not, we will adjourn at 7:24.